Although loosely grouped into the heading of Condottieri class, the five supposed subclasses within this group were in reality rather different ships, the first two sets being considered more large destroyer killers, but with the third set of ships, the Montecuccoli's, they transitioned to full fleet cruiser status. Realising that the armour on the previous ships would barely stop splinters or maybe the occasional nosed fused destroyer shell, protection was a priority with these vessels, although on the planned approximately 7,500-ton displacement, there was still only a limited amount that could be installed due to the overriding priority in the Regia Marina at the time, which was speed. The first two light cruiser classes had been capable of a slightly eye-watering 37 knots, and it was desired to maintain this speed, despite increasing displacement by about 1,000 tons compared to the first batch, the Giussanos, and 2,000 tons compared to the latest of the cruisers, the Cardonas. Thus, the final specification had a very similar armament to its predecessors, with 8 6-inch guns in 4 twin turrets, a pair superfiring forward and another pair aft, 3 twin 100mm or 4-inch anti-aircraft guns, with one twin mounting on each side and one on the centerline just forward of the aft main guns, and these were complemented by 4 twin 37mm guns and a similar number of heavy machine guns, with a pair of twin torpedo launchers rounding out the armament. Armour consisted of a 2.4-inch thick belt and 1.2 inches of deck, with the heaviest protection to be found on the turrets, which were 2.8 inches thick, and the conning tower, which was 3.9 inches thick. Now, admittedly, the belt wasn't a lot, but it was at least enough to protect against 6-inch shell fire at longer ranges. Speed remained at 37 knots thanks to packing no less than 106,000 shaft horsepower into the ships, driving a pair of screws. This was a power plant with a similar output to that found on the carrier Ark Royal, and not that far away from the power plant found on the battlecruiser Renown. Two ships would be built. Raimondo Montecuccoli was laid down in October 1931, launched in August 1934 and commissioned in June 1935, while Museo Attendolo was laid down in April 1931, but was only launched in September 1934 and commissioned in August 1935. The class unsurprisingly had a rather limited range, but this was less of a concern in the close waters of the Mediterranean. Museo Attendolo had a much shorter service life. After seeing some service in the Spanish Civil War, both she and her sister were present for the Battle of Calabria, but neither appear to have been particularly heavily engaged there. She was then present as part of the Italian fleet dispatched to attack the Operation Halberd convoy, but this force turned back when the Italian reconnaissance aircraft identified the strength of the Allied escort forces. Both ships were again together during the First Battle of Cirte, although as part of the force covering the Italian convoy involved in this battle, again neither ship was heavily engaged. Heading out to attack the Operation Pedestal convoy, Attendolo was torpedoed by the submarine HMS Unbroken and had her bow blown off. Unbroken also managed to hit the heavy cruiser Bolzano in the course of her attacks, making it quite an effective assault. After spending several months being repaired, Attendolo was then the victim of an Allied bombing raid at the end of 1942. The bombers had tried to go after the battleships present in harbour, but misjudged their approach, so they went after the light cruiser squadron present instead. Montecuccoli was also there, and she was hit high on the funnel, but Attendolo took a pair of heavy bomb hits amidships. At first, it was thought she could still be saved, but a second air raid alert sent everyone ducking for cover, and this meant she was left unattended for over an hour. By the time everybody popped back out of the air raid shelters, she'd rolled over and sunk. Montecuccoli, on the other hand, as well as the aforementioned joint operations with her sister, also took part in a successful attack on the Operation Harpoon convoy, damaging several British warships and sinking a crippled tanker, and with only her funnel destroyed in the air raid that had claimed her sister, she was repaired just before the armistice and was fitted with radar. After accompanying the bulk of the fleet to Malta, she joined the Italian co-belligerent navy and served as a high-speed transport for the rest of the war, before reverting back to full Italian control and continuing to serve as a training ship until the mid-1960s, with part of her mast and some of her guns being preserved and surviving near Perugia to this day.
That's it for this video. Thanks for watching. If you have a comment or suggestion for a ship to review, let us know in the comments below. Don't forget to comment on the pinned post for dry dock questions.